listen.
Yeah, I'm over.
Okay, C4SKD. Name's Larry.
Morning, Larry. Beautiful day out here, except for that wind. It's cold. Well, Bernice and I are just leaving Spartanburg, Larry, and headed back towards home. How's your day?
We got home from church, and wife's cooking, and I got to run to the grocery store for a couple of things. Hope y'all are doing okay.
About the only thing we bought today was some Sprite and some blueberries, and I bought a different printer because that HP's driving me crazy. I don't use it that much, but I don't like to mess with it. Every time you go to use it, it's quit.
I work on a lot of printers and have in my life, and they just don't make really good ones anymore. But what I don't like about the HP is, in order to scan a document, you have to create an account at HP, and it has to be connected to the internet.
The wise thing to do in this day and age, is it, Larry?
They say there's a way to do it without doing that, but I haven't figured that out yet. I see nothing wrong with just scanning a document and going straight to my computer. I don't want it going out to the World Wide Web.
The government has too much information as it is. I'm sorry, I'm an old Navy veteran, but I don't trust them, especially this administration.
I'm 100% on that. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, I hope you get what you need done. And I need to go to my mom's house to change her filler valve on her toilet. It's messed up. So I got to try to do that this afternoon if I can.
That's not the most fun in the world. I haven't trouble anymore. I'm 75, and I can't squat down and stay down. I changed an antenna switch the other day, and it took me 2 or 3 days to get over that and a bunch of leg cramps. My neighbor was building a chicken pen, and he heard me holler clear over there. It just makes you mad when you can't do things you used to could do, doesn't it?
You know that, I'm 60 myself, and I, you know, getting to where there's some things that I have trouble doing anymore. We've always worked on our own vehicles as much as we can, but I see the time coming when I'll have to change that, too.
Yeah, mobile. Well, you know, I find myself reluctant anymore on some electrical things at times that in the old days I wouldn't have thought twice about. And RF's a little different, and sometimes making decisions on what I want to do there, well, it's just different. I worked on 483 phase all of my life as an industrial electrician and electronic technician, but I don't know, I'm a little more paranoid about it now.
I understand. I worked on a little bit of stuff around the house. Nothing quite that voltage. The most voltage devices I ever work with is the old Hammond organ. I replaced a capacitor kit in it, and it's got some high voltages in it. Of course, I didn't work on it while anything was running.
Well, I worked on up to 13,800, I think it was, opening switches before on transformers, but very rarely, 480, three phase. And then we had some, these things pull the barges in and out of the piers in Los Angeles somehow, and it had 600 horse motors on them, and they were 550 volt three phase, or 575 maybe it was. I guess up in Canada they use a lot of that, but I'd never been. Doesn't make any difference between 480 and that, because either one's going to kill you instantly. So it really makes no difference. But that's about as high as, you know, everyday stuff I worked on.
I've never worked on anything like that. But anyhow, I better sign with you, Tom. I'm almost at first destination here. So I'll go ahead and say 73s, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Riding along with us, pleasure's all ours, and you have a good day. This is N0TR 73.
Enjoy this beautiful weather. A little on chilly side, but it is pretty out here. Take care, KC4SKD.